This is Digital Story Podcast number 664, December 4th, 2018. Today's theme is Prepare for Your 2019 Now. I'm Derek Story. If you wait until January 1st to choose the improvements that you want to make in 2019, it's already too late. Before you know it, the month will be gone and you won't have accomplished a thing. Now, if you really want to up your game next year, now is the time to start. And I have some great ideas for you in today's TDS Photography Podcast. Yes, it's true, December is a crazy month. There's holiday madness for most of us. But that also means that family, friends, clients can also be a bit distracted during December, and that might leave us a few windows to work on what I want to talk about today, which is preparing for 2019. Now, as artists, as freelancers, as people who, you know, photography is a very important part of our life, or creativity is a very important part of our life, and possibly freelancing and even a full business entrepreneur kind of thing is important to our lives as well. So all of those things require a bit of thinking, a bit of planning, a bit of what am I going to do next sort of thing. And the time to do that is right now in December for 2019. Because as I said at the top of the show, if you wait until January, it's already too late. The year has begun. And it's funny, when we miss an opportunity, our human nature tendency is to say, oh, well, I missed it. Okay, I'll get it next year, right? Because I've already messed it up for this year. I might as well just keep doing what I'm doing. And keep doing what you're doing is exactly the thing that I don't want you to fall back into. Now, there are some things, obviously, that you want to keep doing, the things that are working, but there are probably some things that could use a few adjustments. And you need to look at the whole picture in order to decide which falls into which category. So let's look at a few things that will help us this December so that everything's locked and loaded by the time we pop those champagne corks on December 31st. Here are a few things. There just happens to be five. I don't know where that came from. Just happens to be five. Just pick those out of midair. Five things to consider this month as you look towards 2019. Now, the first thing is to update your budget. And really, budgets are so important. And I'm a big fan of budgets because I think you need to know where you are before you can think about where you want to go. And finances are always part of it. As much as we like to think that money has nothing to do with business, it has a lot to do with business. And especially if you're thinking about trying a new endeavor, then you want to finance it. Now, I like to pay as I go. That's my way to do things. And so then budgets are even more important to me because I need to make sure that I have the funds necessary for these great ideas that I'm thinking about. So I work on my 2019 budget in December, and I take a look at all the assets that I have. I take a look at the liabilities that I have. You know, what is my overhead? You know, what do I have to pay for mortgage here at the studio? You know, I have HOA dues here. I have electricity. I have internet. I have all that sort of stuff. Those are all line items in my budget. And then I look at the revenue streams that I'm pretty sure that I have. At least I have them right now and going into the new year. And then the revenue streams that possibly I hope to have. And I put those all down there and I look and see how this thing stacks up. Now, what I like to see is a little bit of plus, right? A little bit of black in the ink there. I don't like red ink very much, but sometimes we just have to deal with that. But either way, whether it's black or red or somewhere in between, you need to know because that's going to influence the decisions that you make going into 2019. If you think that you have a little bit of surplus, then you can use that money for investment into new projects, into new equipment, into new things. If it looks like it's going to be very tight, then that's going to influence your thinking going into next year and that you're going to have to be more creative. Your new ideas will be less dependent on finances and really more dependent on you being ingenious. Now, a combination of ingenious and money is a killer combination. We don't always have that luxury. Update your budget, get your head around your finances, and know by the end of December where you're going to be at the start of the new year. Next, take stock of your gear. By this time in the year, we have a pretty good idea of the equipment that we used a lot in 2018 and the stuff that really didn't get tapped very often. And the stuff that we didn't use very often, we need to take a good look at that because it could be time to move that along to create space, right? To reduce clutter and to maybe create a little cash for possible new investments. So take a look at the gear, take a look at what you use a lot, take a look at what you haven't used very much, and then look at the gaps and see what are the things that I need for what I want to do next year. Now, I'll give you an example of that. When I was examining things here over the last couple of weeks, I saw that I was short on portable disk space. And in fact, I even wrote about the SanDisk portable SSD. And I invested in one. I'm probably going to invest in another one. Well, it's funny how things happen. As soon as I invested in that extra disk space that I can carry around with me very easily in my laptop bag, I don't have to worry about being next to the Drobo or some other, you know, big hard drive. I have this little SSD that fits in a pocket in my camera bag. Lo and behold, I got four big jobs, just like boom, boom, boom. And it would have been very difficult for me to do those jobs, turn them around in a timely manner if I did not have this portable, this additional disk space with me. So that investment, that small investment, $100 investment is all I made, $119, really helped me out on big projects that ran thousands of dollars each. And that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. You know, you have to anticipate the gear that you're going to need. And then if you're not using stuff, move it along, move it along. There are always a few sentimental items that we hang on to no matter what. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about the stuff that is stuff. And if you're not using it, let it go unless it has some overriding reason. Number three, create one new project that you're willing to take a risk with. So the one thing as freelancers, as artists, and maybe as entrepreneurs, if you're doing this full time, is that you can't go into the next year doing the same thing that you did this year. And the reason why is things just change too quickly these days. If you anticipate just doing the same thing this year that you did last year, then you're probably going to slide backwards because the odds are very good that some of the things that you're doing this year will go away. And that is a development, in all honesty, that I have noticed has become more profound in the last 3 or 4 years. I used to be able to hang on to things for 3, 4, 5 years and, you know, just really ride them out and have a great time with revenue generating projects. Now it seems like those projects last a year, maybe a year and a half, and then something changes, someone changes, circumstances change, and then I'm no longer part of that project. So I better have something else in the works already to help replace that revenue when I lose something. And the time to do that is before you lose the stream, right? So in other words, this all just points to is that you want to continue to push forward. Even if you're comfortable at the moment, I think you need to push forward and create at least one new project that you're willing to take a risk with. Now, some of those projects that I've done that with in the past have turned out quite well. The TDS workshop series, the film camera shop, the Inner Circle, those were all new projects that I was willing to take a risk with and that they turned out very well. Now, I also have projects that didn't turn out quite as well. You know, Photo Help Desk, the website that I created, it didn't go anywhere. It didn't generate any revenue at all, and it just kind of just went thud. So that's the other part of this. Is that if you create one new project that you're willing to take a risk with, there's no guarantee that it's going to work, all right? So you have to also factor that in. The bottom line on all of this is that you have to keep pushing forward. Some things are going to work, some things aren't. Some things you're going to get to hang on to. Some things will fade away. It's all part of this cycle that's happening right now. And everything is changing over much faster than it used to. You have to be up to speed with that. You have to be on that wave if you're going to continue to be successful and to move forward. Item number 4, reinvest in your personal growth. And personal growth is super important for any of us that are entrepreneurs, freelancers, or part-time artists. And the reason being is that our personal growth is what fuels our creativity. So we need to be healthy as a person in order to be a good creative person. Now, you could argue, well, F. Scott Fitzgerald didn't seem that healthy. In fact, he seemed to have a bit of an alcohol problem, yet he created a lot of stuff. He did create a lot of stuff, and at that time, you know, it was successful, but it's not a long-term plan, and these folks tend not to have the longevity that they could have otherwise. By investing in yourself, projects for your personal growth, then you're fueling that creativity. The example that I just gave the other day, I wrote an article about this, and it was titled The Value of Journaling for Photographers. Now, I'm a big fan of journals. I think journals are fantastic. And the journaling that I'm talking about is a twist on the old Dear Diary sort of thing. It is a journal that I maintain on my phone, my iPhone, and is a journal based on photos. So the first part of the journal entry is me taking a photo. Not only do I have the visual part of the story, I also have all the metadata that goes with it, including location, weather, timestamp, all that good stuff. And then I add a journal entry. I add text on top of that. And what I end up with is usually kind of a cool photo that I probably wouldn't have taken otherwise. A journal entry that lets me know when things happened. And especially as I look back over time, I go, wow, when did that happen? Look back in my journal, do a search. It's all searchable. Oh, that happened in January of 2017. That's really good to know. The big thing about journaling, and I talk about this in the article, is that the bulk of my Instagram feed comes from my journal. In other words, those shots that are on Instagram, I take because of my drive to maintain my journal, because the journal is important to me, and so I'm putting energy into it. And a lot of times the shots that I create for the journal make great Instagram shots, so then I get an additional benefit to the journal. And sometimes those shots that I take for the journal end up as being part of articles or projects like something on lynda.com. And it just goes and goes and goes. So instead of not having those shots at all, suddenly I have journal entries. I have a historical document. I have something that's fueling my creativity. And then I'm producing content that I can use in other ways. So that's one example of me starting a project for my personal growth that seems to have helped all areas of my life, including my business. And then finally, number 5, commit to being bold. If you listened to Kelly Cox last week, you heard a perfect example of this. Here she was. She was on the cheer team, the flag-waving team at Cal State Berkeley. But she would bring her digital Rebel with her and take some pictures at the football game. She decided that she really liked photography, so she got 10 of her best shots that she captured with her digital Rebel, and she made the bold move of approaching Berkeley Athletics, I believe, in hopes of securing an internship. She took those 10 shots. She said, I'm going to find the person to talk to that maybe could give me an internship as a photographer. She found that person. That person liked her photos. She did get the internship, and now she's shooting the Super Bowl. That's the kind of boldness that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the sort of boldness where you think you deserve a $50,000 grant because your stuff is better than everyone else's. The grant people will decide if your stuff is better than everyone else's. That's not yours to say. That's not your decision. However, you being bold by taking your work and by approaching people, by approaching organizations that maybe could leverage that work and propel you forward, that's being bold. It's having the guts to make that contact, try to make something happen. A lot of times stuff won't happen, but when it does, it's usually pretty good. So commit to being bold, being smart, and getting your stuff out there. You have to be realistic, but you can also be hopeful while being realistic. So those are five things that I think would be good to consider for this month of December. Get a little momentum going into the new year. So that way you can really enjoy your New Year's Eve at the end of December. And then you're ready to go on January 1st. You're ready to go. While everyone else is recovering from a hangover, you're already plotting your next move for success, for creativity, and for happiness. The Portfolio Box Inspirational Photographer. Oh my, do I have a good one for you this week. Her name is Simone Rudloff. Simone Rudloff. She's a photographer from Byron Bay, Australia, now residing in Hamburg, Germany. And her work, I have a link to her site in the show notes. And again, this is a thing that I'm looking for on these Portfolio Box artists, is not only interesting artists, and she does all sorts of cool stuff. In fact, one of her pages on her Portfolio Box Pro site are Polaroids. And these Polaroids are a lot of fun, and some of them are very cool. She does commercial work. She does editorial work. She's a fascinating person. And the thing that I like, and again, this is another thing that I look for on these featured photographers, Simone is not only a good shooter, but she's done something a little different with her Portfolio Box Pro site. And I think it's worth looking at her site to get ideas on how to present your images. Now, to piggyback on what I was talking about in the previous segment, her next big project for 2019 is, quote, "I'm currently opening a photo studio event space in Hamburg with my boyfriend, who's also a photographer, which we plan on renting out and using ourselves. We spent 6 months renovating it, and we're officially opening it at the end of November," which means, again, a little bit of momentum going into 2019. They're going to get that space open. They're going to work out the bugs in December, and hopefully they're going to have a good head of steam coming in January. So that's the kind of person she is. You got to go over, take a look at her site. Look how she's using Portfolio Box. Now, if you want to try Portfolio Box, the best way to go is to start with the tile on every page of the digital story, Portfolio Box tile, or the link that I have in the show notes. That'll take you over to our landing page. Now, even if you're setting up a free site, not the pro site, you want to start with our landing page, because if you upgrade to pro, you will get a 20% discount off the $83 annual price. So that is a pretty big savings. And remember, one of the things that you get with the pro site, including unlimited pages, all that sort of stuff, is that you get your own domain. And I think your own domain is really important. So instead of being Portfolio Box slash whatever your name is, it's just whatever your name is. www.yourname.com. And that has a sweet sound to it. Portfolio Box is a sponsor of the Digital Story. And when you're thinking about doing stuff in 2019 to really kind of move the ball forward, this is one of those things that you can do. I hope you go over and take a look at their landing page. Again, we have a tile on all the pages of Digital Story. Take a look at what they're doing. Take a look at what some of these other artists are doing that I'm pointing out. I'm showing you a new one each week. And think about what you can do with your stuff. Photokina 2019 gets postponed and will become an annual event starting in May 2020. So I don't know how much of this is actually Photokina's misdoing or not. Let me read you what DP Review writes. And the backstory on this was that after this Photokina that we just had in September, then it was going to become an annual event moving forward. Okay, that's the backstory. That's why this headline even exists. So DP Review writes, in 2017, Photokina organizers announced the world's largest trade fair would reposition itself as an annual event starting in 2018 and subsequently announced that after this year's Photokina, which took place in September, the event would be moved to the month of May going forward, which I'm totally against because it moves it away from Oktoberfest, but that's just a personal matter. Anyway, let me continue with what DP Review says. Naturally, it was expected the next Photokina event would take place in May 2019, but plans have changed. According to the German Photo Industry Association, conceptual sponsor of the trade fair, the 2019 Photokina event will take place from Wednesday, May 27th, 2020, through May 30th, 2020. And I guess the reason is for that is that they just needed more time and the people participating needed more time to make sure that they were ready to go in May of 2020. So if you were planning to head to Cologne, Germany in 2019, you can still go. You can still drink some great beer. You can still see the sights, but there will be no Photokina there until 2020. I want to talk about film cameras for just a minute. Over the last year, I've received donations from TDS members who have film cameras that need a good home. So what I do is I inspect these items, I repair and clean as well as I can, and then I list them in the film camera shop, which is on Etsy, where I find a good home for them. So if you're interested in donating, please use the contact form, and I have a link on the Nimble Photographer site. Now, Yarin Lombardo did exactly that, writing to me, quote, "I will send the camera tomorrow and I will take care of the shipping. It's the least I can do for all you have done for me in photography. I've gone back to Olympus because of you and I could not be happier. You are on my bucket list to take photography workshop in 2020. Living on the East Coast makes it a bit more difficult, but I'm going to make it happen." And I just love notes like that. I love contributions like that. I received a Canon EOS Elan with grip. It needs just a little bit of work. And as soon as I get it cleaned up and running smoothly, I'm going to put it in the film camera shop. And it's all going to be because of Yarin's contribution. If you want to contribute, if you have a film camera that just is gathering dust, is not doing anyone any good, I can get it to someone who will do good with it. I can get it to someone who will shoot with it and bring it back to life. Again, just get in touch with me through the contact form on the Nimble Photographer site, or just check out the link here in the show notes. And I appreciate everyone who has corresponded with me and who has sent a camera along. It's really a fun project. It helps sustain the podcast and it gets film cameras in the hands of people who want to use them. All right, just a couple updates before we move along here. So the TDS workshop season for 2019 is open. I'm working on the final itineraries, but we're also taking spots on the reserve list right now. If you want to see what the workshop season is for 2019, and I think it's a very good one, just click on the link in the show notes. It'll take you over to the Nimble Photographer site. You can click on workshops there. Or you can just use the link in the show notes. We have four terrific events. We're going to start out in the high desert at Joshua Tree. Then we're going to go to San Francisco and do some urban work. Then we're going to explore some unusual places on the Sonoma Coast, including places where movies have been shot. And then we're going to wrap up in the Humboldt Redwoods north of here with some really nice goodies and some nice add-ons, including the picturesque Eel River. Four terrific workshops. All of them have people signed up already. They've placed their deposits and they're on the reserve list. If you want to do an adventure in 2019, you want to join me and your peers here, and I'll tell you, I'm a fun guy to hang out with. I will admit that. But the people who really make the workshop are the other folks, the other photography community members that come out. They're the ones that really make this a special event. If you want to hang out with your peers, your fellow photographers, consider these four events. Find one that works in your schedule and join us this year. Make that happen. It will propel your photography forward. It will re-energize you. Your eyes will be full, and hopefully your hard drive will be full by the time you leave the event. Inner Circle members, we still have our night shot going for our photo challenge. That's going to go until mid-December. I've just published another entry from one of our Inner Circle members. It's a lot of fun. Go over and take a look at it. Consider chiming in with a night shot of your own. I love this photo challenge. It's a fun activity for us to do over on the Inner Circle site, on the Patreon site. If you're interested in becoming a Patreon member and joining our Inner Circle, just click on the Patreon tile that's on every page of the Digital Story. A big thanks to our Inner Circle members. They are the backbone of this podcast, and I so appreciate each and every one of you. And finally, a big shout out to our friends at Red River Paper. They make this beautiful printing paper that you should have on hand right now, because we're going into the time of year where you're going to want to print fine art cards. You're going to want to make a print. You're going to want to share your photography with other people. Our work, our creativity make great gifts. They make great fine art cards. They make great framed prints. Go over to Red River Paper, order some paper, have it on hand. Make some art and share it with people this holiday season. They will be thrilled and you will feel very good about it. They have a tile on all the pages of the Digital Story, and they have a terrific Facebook page at facebook.com/Red River Paper. Thank you so much for joining me this week. I hope you have a very productive December. Let's get going on 2019 right now. Have a great week. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.